14 minutes past 6 on the Business Hour with me, Cyril Viljoen. So, the ban on liquor sales during lockdown and level 4 restrictions have had an enormous effect on the public and businesses alike. So, to help us understand the current situation, I have SAB Regional Director of the Central Region and Lesotho on the line today. And this is Nkanyiso Nkwabe. And Nkanyiso, hi, welcome to the show. Good evening.
Hi, Cyril. Thanks for inviting me.
So there was a risk of losing 400 million bottles worth of beer in current liquid inventory and estimated 130 million litres. And this is because SAB's warehouses at its 7 breweries are at full capacity and able to absorb any more. And you guys spoke to government and government said, listen here, we'll help you out. There is a solution. You don't have to dump everything. So before we get into that, it seems like government is willing to listen. First question that I would like to ask you tonight, due to COVID-19, we've seen the government ban the sale of liquor. Can you maybe help us understand why the government made this decision?
So you would know we've long been in support of South Africa as a business, and in such a time we've only reaffirmed this. We do commend government for the swift and decisive nature of the actions that they've taken, which has been to safeguard lives of South Africans. However, as a business, we cannot argue, and general public, we cannot argue that now the same people need their financial futures safeguarded. COVID-19 is a health crisis as well as an economic crisis. So the lockdown, particularly on us as a company and the industry, has had a lot of unintended negative consequences.
So did government give you a reason why they made that specific decision of not selling under level 4?
So we comply to basically the regulations as stipulated by government, and we're not in a position to argue with government. What we are aware of is that alcohol will be allowed in level 3 under restricted conditions, so limited trading hours and trading days, which we do accept. But similar to all other industries, we've basically as a business complied to the regulations as they are set out.
Nkanyiso, also, how much has COVID-19 impacted the business unit of SAB? If we have a look at some statistics, figures, maybe revenue loss.
So that's massive. Our entire supply chain has been affected by the alcohol ban. So SAB supports a value chain that is wide-reaching. And just to give you some figures, our value chain incorporates over 3,700 suppliers, of which more than half of those are SMMEs. They in turn support in excess of over 140,000 jobs. We source our product, our agricultural inputs that we use to brew our brew. We source from over 1,200 farmers, of which over half of those are emerging farmers. So those businesses are no longer able to operate, and that's the ripple effect. Our products are purchased by over 34,000 retailers and wholesalers, of which a majority are SMMEs as well. They too, in turn, we believe, create over 250,000 jobs of their own. Many of these are part-time, some short-term and temporary workers. As a business, we put, just to put revenue loss for us as a business, a loss of 285 billion in revenues would be larger than South Africa's health budget, which is at 230,000. So it's massive, massive in revenues, but far bigger and wide-reaching for the value chain that we support. Mm.
Then also, can you maybe help us understand how this will impact the national fiscus of the country? It's a big amount, and as we know, the sin tax plays a massive role in the state generating tax revenue. So, can you maybe just elaborate on that?
So we choose to see beer as beer as a legal product made from natural ingredients. There's nothing seen about it, but yeah, just to answer your question, the regulated sale of beer, the regulated sale of our products contributes, just SAB alone, we believe we contribute 14.4 billion annually to the national fiscus. further stats indicate, and these are stats generated over 2018, 2015 and 2018, that the economy-wide impact of alcohol, of the industry would see jobs of between 146,000 to 210,000 impacted. So that would have been the impact should something happen, and this is based on data collected between 2018 and 2015. So The size of the industry and its impact on not just the fiscus but on unemployment would be huge.
Nkanyiso Nkwabe, the SAB Regional Director, Central Region, and Lesotho, of course, that we're speaking to, just to find out exactly what is going on with them during lockdown and, of course, also level 4 restrictions. So the black market, Nkanyiso, for liquor sales poses quite a great danger for the industry, I believe, as a whole. So why is this the case, if you have to sort of just explain it to me?
Yeah. So Cyril, the truth about South Africa is that it has a fully functional illicit alcohol market. It's a market that's ready to capitalize on any ban of alcohol that would be implemented. So apart from the actual imminent threat that this illicit alcohol market poses, a ban on alcohol sales has a severe impact on us as a business as well. However, just to give you some pointers in terms of what happens in South Africa and or in any market in general when it comes to restrictions of alcohol. We believe that prohibition puts markets into the hands of criminals. By this, I mean banning alcohol sales doesn't suddenly remove demand. Demand will remain. Banning alcohol simply hands the market to the criminals.
So are these things that you mentioned to government when you guys spoke to them?
That as well as revenue losses, as well as impact on in terms of the supply chain, impact on the rest of the economy that you support. So definitely yes, and it's a whole lot of issues, including the fact that prohibition almost never works. It's been experienced in the USA, in the US. So telling someone that they can't have something makes them want it even more. And that's the reality that we face under an alcohol ban, wherein you've got an illicit market just ready to pounce.
Definitely. Nkanyiso, last question that I'd like to ask you tonight, and I would like to thank you also for taking time to talk to us. The way forward, you know, when can customers expect to enjoy their cold beverage again? You said level 3. Do you guys have any idea, sort of? Did the government give you any indication?
It's also our concern that there is no clear timeline as to when the alcohol ban will be lifted. From what's been published, we do know, yes, as I've said, that we will resume in level 3. We've been out of business now for almost 8 weeks, and I've already told you about the impact it has having on the value chain. So what I can promise you is that we will enjoy a cold beer soon. And it
should
be here in South Africa.
That's brilliant news. Thank you so much, Nkanyiso Nkwabe. Thank you so much for taking time. And good luck for you guys as well. Hope that the tides turn soon.
Yeah, great. Thanks a lot.
You're listening to OFM, the sound of your life. This is Business Hour. Of course, the SAB Regional Director of the Central Region and Lesotho took time to also just explain to us what is currently happening. So level 3, who knows? I know the President, Cyril Ramaphosa, will be talking to the nation, and that will happen at 8:30 tonight. So who knows what will happen? Listening to the sound of your life. Be safe.